welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. Today, I'm going to be talking about dailying your overland rig. So I'm going to talk about the pros a little bit. I'm going to talk about the cons a little bit. I'm going to kind of give you my final thoughts on it. I have dailied my overland rigs in the past. I now fortunately work from home, so I don't have to do that every day. But there are some pros and there are some cons to it both ways. So again, I just wanted to kind of talk through that. I want to get your guys' feedback. So again, if you're on YouTube, drop down into the comments below and let me know what you think about dailying your overland rig. I'd love to hear from you. If you're on the podcast, you know, leave a 5-star review for the podcast if you like this episode. Leave some comments and stuff. I read all those, so I'd love to hear from you guys. But today, again, I'm going to dive into dailying your overland rig, pros and cons, and hopefully give you guys some good information that will maybe influence whether you decide you want to do it or not. If you've been thinking about, should I daily my overland rig? Or, you know, if it's your only vehicle and you're wondering, should I build it for overlanding because then I have to drive it to work every day? This will give you some good information. So without further ado, let's get into dailying your overland rig, pros and cons. So again, I'm going to try and just as quickly and simply as possible break down the pros and cons of dailying your overland rig. And again, if you're thinking about doing this or you are torn on building your rig because you aren't sure whether it's going to be a problem or not, hopefully it'll give you some good info. So let's dive straight into it because I'm going to make this one a quick one today. So let's start with pros. So the pros of dailying an overland rig are actually pretty numerous. There are a ton of them. Because of the nature of an overlanding vehicle, they're essentially overbuilt in a lot of cases. So when it comes to bad weather, when it comes to, you know, if for some reason you had to go off the road to go around an obstacle, or if you came across a downed tree and you have a chainsaw on your vehicle, you're prepared for those type of situations. Same with like winter weather, snow, that kind of thing. In a normal daily driver car, sometimes that may be a challenge that you may get stuck. You may not have supplies if you happen to get stuck somewhere. Whereas in an overland rig, typically they are meant for off-roading. They're meant for those challenging situations. So you're going to have less chance of getting stuck. And then if you do, you're going to have more gear, tools, that sort of thing on your rig that are going to help you, you know, solve any problems that may come up as a result of you being stuck in bad weather. Another thing, most of us carry some sort of like a self-sufficient jump box, like one of those Noco GB40s or GB whatever size you have for your rig. So some way to jumpstart the vehicle. So if you went out and it was dead, you could do that, or at least jumper cables, right? Because we want to be prepared. We don't want to get stuck out in the woods. We have the kind of tools and things on our vehicles to help us solve those challenges when and if they come up. Another advantage is, again, if it's a pretty built overlanding vehicle and you've got, say, a dual battery setup or a fridge in your vehicle, there are a ton of pros to that, especially if you run it full time. I all the time go to the grocery store and will grab like milk and stuff. I can throw that in my fridge in the truck and then I can go run other errands. I don't have to rush home because I'm afraid that my milk is going to go bad or my ice cream is going to melt or whatever because I have a fridge freezer in my truck all the time. Also, with the dual battery setup, right, you've got backups, you've got some sort of a controller that is keeping those batteries topped off, that's keeping those batteries charged, keeps your parasitic loss from affecting your starter battery. So again, you're just more prepared, less of a chance of being in a situation where you're going to be stuck out somewhere with a dead battery or something like that. If you had to park it somewhere for a few days, you're going to be more prepared than the average Joe. Again, kind of going back to winter or anything like that, or more often than not, other people doing stupid stuff and maybe getting down off the road or getting stuck on a median or things like that, most of us are going to have recovery gear with us all the time, right? So whether it's us trying to recover ourselves, say via a winch, or us having a strap and some hooks, you know, to be able to, or us having a strap and some D-rings or soft shackles to be able to help someone else that's in need, someone else that's been, you know, that slid off the road in the winter or in the rain or something's happened, we're more prepared for that stuff, right? So that's definitely a benefit. It's definitely a pro to having all that stuff on you, as you could help other people. You could help yourself if you get stuck or something happens. Also, the fact that these vehicles are so built up, right, generally have aluminum or steel bumpers, front and or rear. With a big built overlanding vehicle, again, you have a better chance of kind of coming out of that on top. And then, as I kind of mentioned already, but like tools, right? So there have been multiple times where I've just had silly little stuff. Like I had a power steering leak. And, you know, I have tools in my truck so I can try and address that situation versus most of the time, you know, most people would just be stuck. They would have to call a tow truck or call a dealership or something like that and have to have them come and take the vehicle for service, pay a bunch of money. Again, in most cases, because we are more prepared, we're going to have the tools and stuff to be able to remedy super simple, like stupid sort of things. If you have a brake line leaking, if a banjo bolt comes loose on the back of a brake caliper, then you could hook that back up. So there's having tools and being prepared is definitely something that is a pro of having an overlanding vehicle. Same with comms, right? Like, because we have GMRS radios, because we may have like a WeBoost, like I have a WeBoost on my truck that gives me better cell signal. Again, when I'm out in the middle of nowhere, I may have a better connection than the average Joe because of my WeBoost, because of my GMRS. I could get in touch with someone. I could listen to the weather. If I, you know, lost everything else, I could still use my radio to find out the weather if there's, you know, bad weather coming in, that sort of thing. So again, just being more prepared in general is a pro. So let's dive into cons a little bit. So again, if you are, you know, maybe you have a stock vehicle that is capable of overlanding and you're like, I'm thinking about starting a build, this section may be for you here. Let's talk a little bit about cons. So, you know, with you having so much gear that we just talked about as a pro, it could be a con too in that your gear is vulnerable, right? Especially if you have like a truck with a rack and stuff strapped to the rack or things are inside your bed that are accessible. From a theft standpoint, it just makes your vehicle sort of a target, right? Your gear is more vulnerable because of the nature of you having so much stuff on your vehicle. Someone's walking by and they know how to work a Rotopax mount, boom, your Rotopax could be gone if it's not locked, right? So just, you know, that's definitely a con, is that having all that stuff on there, sometimes, depending on where you have to park and kind of what your situation is with like daily driving and where you're going, there may be some worries there, some cons to having all that stuff on the vehicle all the time. And you know, that's not to say that you have to leave all this stuff, right? You can have an overlanding rig that's built that doesn't have all this stuff on it, but it kind of defeats the purpose a little bit because then you have to add all this stuff back onto the truck every time you want to take a trip. I find that kind of annoying in my case now with the truck. I've got to strap the chainsaw on. I've got to grab my shovel. I've got to grab all my different stuff. I've got a Plano crate that has all my kitchen gear in it. Whenever I'm ready to go, boom, I got to grab this Plano crate and these two rigid cases and I got to strap them in the back of the truck every single time. I can't just keep them in like I did when I had an SUV because I don't want them to get stolen. So that is definitely something to think about too. If you know, it's kind of a con that you have to constantly move stuff in and out of your vehicle because you're daily driving it. Another disadvantage is, you know, obviously the bigger these trucks get, the more difficult they get to park, the more difficult they get to, you know, work their way into like a parking garage. Like there's no way that I can get into a parking. I've not been in a parking garage in years because I have, you know, my truck is already on 35s and really, really tall. And then on top of that, I've got my GMRS antenna and then my WeBoost antenna, which is a good 3 feet tall. So like my truck is probably 9.5 feet tall at its tallest point. And so there is no getting into a parking garage. So that is something to consider too, right? Like you just gotta be careful and you gotta think about that. If you have to park downtown in a city somewhere and you have to go to a parking garage, building out a giant overlanding rig may not be the best option for you. Also, I can't even get it into my garage. So from like a maintenance standpoint, I have to do all my maintenance out in the driveway. So if it's winter time and I have to do an oil change, I'm doing it in the snow, right? I'm doing it outside because I can't fit it in the garage. So there are definitely some pros and cons to that. So again, if you're you would much rather have your vehicle in the garage, you'd much rather do your maintenance and stuff in the garage. You may want to go with a lower lift. You may want to go with smaller tires because you will eliminate that possibility if you go too big. So that could definitely be a con, right? You're on one hand, you want to hit bigger trails with crazier obstacles, but then your limitations at home may prevent you from doing that because, you know, the con of having to park it in the garage or having to work on it in the garage. Another con, obviously, with these things is the more lift you put on, the more stuff you strap to it, the less aerodynamic your vehicle becomes, the worse your gas mileage is going to get, right? Now, some people kind of argue that it's super, super drastic. I don't think it makes a huge, huge difference. I mean, it definitely does make a significant difference. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying 1 or 2 miles per gallon, but it's not like I've had a truck that got 20 miles per gallon and I've tanked it down to 10. I may have a truck that gets 15 or 16 and goes down to 10 or 11. You know, but it's significant. If you're driving a lot of miles every day, that could definitely be a con that you're going to be getting really bad gas mileage on this vehicle. So it's just something to consider when you're thinking about your build out. Maybe you go smaller on the tires. Maybe you go less aggressive on the tread. Maybe you put less stuff on the vehicle, less weight, less aerodynamic drag, right? Because that could definitely be a con. All right. So overall, my thoughts. I think dailying a rig is a lot of fun. I think that there are, again, a lot of pros to it and things that are really good. I've kind of gotten to the point, though, now where mine is so built. And again, with it being a truck, I just don't like having to dismantle the thing every time and reattach everything every single time. So what I generally try to do personally is I take my overlanding rig to go to the grocery store quick to buy some groceries, but I wouldn't take it downtown and park it on the street all day, right? I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. But so like quick trips around town, sure. Otherwise, then I'm going to drive the daily. Like that's kind of the plan. Now, if you have to drive it, again, you just need to be cognizant of that and think about, you know, how much risk are you willing to take? How much stuff do you want to strap to the outside of your vehicle? How much, you know, what kind of area do you work in where you have to daily the vehicle to, where you're leaving it? Are you worried at all about theft or anything like that? But again, I think it's totally doable, like especially with like an SUV or something that's enclosed. If you have dark windows and stuff and people just can't see inside, you could have a ton of gear in there and they're maybe not even going to know that it's there. Whereas like the more modified it gets, the bigger it gets, obviously the more of a target it's going to become for thieves. But I think it's totally doable. Again, that's kind of my final thought is you can totally do it. Just be careful with how much stuff you put on the truck. There are a lot of pros. There are some cons, right? So again, think about your situation. Think about where you're going to. Think about your gas mileage. Think about where you're going to store the truck, where you need to park when you go to work. All those are factors in whether or not you should or shouldn't build out your vehicle for overlanding and to what degree, right? But so again, I hope that that was helpful info for you. I hope that was entertaining. If it was, click that like button if you're on YouTube. If you have differing opinions or if you have some other pros or some other cons, I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments on YouTube too. If you're listening on the podcast and you enjoy the podcast, it helps tremendously when you guys go leave 5-star reviews. So I'm just going to throw that out there. If you don't mind doing that and leaving a little comment, I read all those. So it's really cool to see that stuff too. But I would appreciate if you did that as well. Also in the description down below are links to all my other channels, Facebook, Instagram, podcast. If you're on YouTube, YouTube, if you're on the podcast. Again, wherever you guys want to hang out, right? There's no pressure. You don't have to do it just to, you know, for the gram or anything like that. But if you're interested in seeing pictures and stuff on Instagram, check that out. If you're listening on the podcast, but you want to see video versions of this or all the other videos that I post throughout the week, there's tons of stuff over there like gear reviews and things like that that don't make it to the podcast. So definitely go check out YouTube as well. But yeah, check out the links in the description below. I'd love to have you on Patreon. I'd love to have you on our newbie Facebook group, newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Awesome, awesome group of people. But so check out the description below and come hang out wherever you want. But thanks again for watching. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you guys next week.